Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's marked Tosfos using the popular Gemara Markings system similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. We turn to the solitary Tosfos on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Aval Akrov Poisek. The Gemara had made a distinction between the Mishnah, which taught one does not stop in the event that a serpent is wound around one's foot. However, if a scorpion is approaching, then one will stop the Shmona Esrei. B'Yushalmi Ko'omar, Tosfos says, B'Yushalmi Ko'omar, Di'im Hoya Nochush Martia Lovoi Kenegdoi Poisek. If a snake is approaching rapidly a person, then he should stop his Shmona Esrei. Lefi Shebo Kenegdo Bekas, he's coming out of anger or wrath toward the person. Miskaven Lahaziko, that's a sure sign that he does intend to damage, to hurt the person. Umiu Lo Motzinu Im Posak Shiachsu L'Rosh. However, fine, granted that he stopped the Shmona Esrei, what about the continuation of the Shmona Esrei? We don't find that he necessarily goes back to the beginning of the Shmona Esrei. Midelo ko'omar, from the fact that it does not say v'imposak chozer l'rosh, and if he does break, he goes back to the beginning. So we don't see a statement like that. Therefore, we're not going to insist that after breaking the Shmona Esrei, after pausing, he should go back to the beginning. Avol l'tchilas bracha miha yachzor, but to the beginning of the bracha that he did pause in, he should go back to its beginning. Bimta b'sholosh rishonos or b'sholosh achronos. Here the example is mistake, but it could be if the pause as well took place in the middle of the first three brachas or somewhere in the midst of the last three brachas. Then we say chozer l'tchilas hagimel ba'avos borishanos. If the error or the pause took place in the first three, you go back to the very beginning of the brachas. The very beginning is called, the first of the three brachas is called avos, where we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. That you go back to the very beginning. Uba'avoida b'achronos. And if an error or pause took place in the last three brachas, you go back to Avoda, which we know as the bracha of Ritzei, regarding the achronos, the last three brachas. Kamrin l'kamon bepirkin, as is stated later in this parak. We continue with the next Tosfos. However, notice that it's not, they are not found on Omid Beis. Rather, you have to scroll ahead to Lamed Dalid, and you'll see that the first two Tosfos on Daf Lamed Dalid are out of place. They really belong back on Lamed Gimel Omid Beis. So the top Tosfos there, Omar Moidim Moidim Mishaskin Oso. If someone says Moidim Moidim, we silence him. Yushalmi Hoda Detemo Betzibor. That is true only with regard to the Shliach Tzibor's public recitation of the Shmona Esrei. Avol biyochid tachanunim heim. If a private person repeats the word moidim, or does a repetition of moidim, that's an expression of prayer to the Almighty. Omar psuka psuka v'kafle. We saw two sources regarding we saw Rabbi Zeira's ruling at the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that someone who says Shema is like saying Modim Modim, and then the Gemara raised a kasha from a Tanaic source which said that one who says Shema and doubles it, it's considered negative, but it's not grounds for silencing him. So in order to resolve Rabbi Zeira with the Tanaic source, Pirush Bekuntris, or let's start from the beginning of the Tosis, Omar Psuka Psuka Bekafle, if he said the entire verse of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and repeated it, Pirush Bekuntris, Rashi explains, Meshaskin Oysa, under those circumstances, we apply what Rabbi Zeira said, that we silence him. The Mechsi Kaisi Shtei Rishus, it looks like he is acknowledging two deities. However, Ubahag Ubapirush Rabbeinu Chananel Meforesh Ipcha, they present the Gemara in an opposite fashion, that an opposite from that of Rashi. Psuka Psuka, if he says the whole pasuk twice, Ein Meshaskin Osomi Megunahave, if he does that, we don't silence him, but we will say it is negative, it's undesirable. Ach Loshon HaGemara Lo Mashma Kepirusham. However, the language of the Gemara does not bear out their approach. The Oison Bnei Adam Shomrim Shnayim O Shlosh Pamim Shma Yisrael B'Yom Kippurim Meshaskin Oison. Maybe Tosfos is referring to our practice of at the end of Yom Kippur. So there are several psukim that are recited communally, and there were those that have that cited the or would recite the Shma posuk two or three times. Meshaskin osam lepirush Rashi. According to Rashi, that would be grounds for stopping them. Don't, in other words, they should not do that. Lepirush Rabbeinu Chananel meguna miyohave. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, also, it's not. Maybe we wouldn't stop them, but we'd say we wouldn't adopt such a practice. It's negative. It's meguna. Oh, Tosfos gives another side of looking at that practice of the the Yom Kippur multiple Shema recitation. Oshema ein lochush. Maybe it's not something to concern yourself with. Rak kishikuri krishma b'inosu mekabel avol malchus shemayim. That the only time our Gemara, which speaks about meshaskin oisayir meguna, is only at the time that you're signing kriyashma for kriyashma's sake, for accepting, you know, kriyashma in the time for kriyashma, and for the sake of accepting o malchus shemayim. And that is not what is being done during this Yom Kippur minig that was just referred to. Umikol mokom, toiv shelo lomar, rather, but under all circumstances, or in any event, it's better not to do it. Ach ma she'omrim Hashem hu elokim shiva pomim b'yom kippurim v'yom arova, the practice that we, in fact, have to this day of saying that phrase, Hashem hu elokim, seven times, on Yom Kippur, we do it toward the end of Yom Kippur, and also on Hoshana Rabbah, and that is done Keneged Shiva Rikiyim. Believed to be seven heavens. Meshabchin Leborei, this is really a praise to the Almighty Shudor Lemala Mishiva, that he dwells above these seven. Minig kosher hu, it's a proper minig, it's an acceptable minig. V'gam motzinu b'kra shtei pomei Hashem Elokim gabi Elio. We find this pasuk in the psukim themselves repeated twice in the context of Elio Anovi in Sefer Melachim. So the Shema repetition is something to avoid, but Hashem hu Elokim is acceptable to be repeated. With that, we conclude our Tosfos Shiur for today.